Hello and welcome to Hoop Talk on Sports 360 AZ. My name is Eliav Gabay, and we are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That's Desert Financial Credit Union. As you see my face, you know most likely that means basketball will be talked about, and you'd be right. This time, we caught up with Sammy Duane, eight-time Arizona State high school basketball champion, because he coached none other than OKC's and Perry's Jalen Williams, who is getting his jersey retired tomorrow. Congrats to Jalen. So we caught up with his former coach about some of their best memories and the conversations they still have to this day. Hello and welcome in to Hoop Talk alongside eight-time Arizona State champ Sammy Duane. I am Eliav. Goodbye, coach. Thank you for taking the time. I know you love talking about your former guys, and Jalen Williams is no exception. He's actually at the top of the list because he's getting his jersey retired from Perry. When I say that, what kind of pride fills your heart?
Oh, so much. I'm just so happy for Jalen to see his career come full circle at Perry, to see the work that he put in, the loyalty, the great teammate that he was, and how fun it was to coach him, to see him his success now in Oklahoma City, to now back at Perry, retiring his jersey. Tuesday is going to be a wonderful, wonderful night.
No doubt, and he deserves it. You mentioned some of the success. He's an NBA champion. When you go back to that championship run, what stands out to you?
Oh, first of all, his toughness, because he played through that wrist that he had to have surgery on that he's still coming through. I think at one time he said he had to take, during the course of the playoffs, lidocaine and quarter 32 shots just to get through those playoffs. And then he scores 41 in the finals with that not being hardly able to shoot. That's pure toughness, and that's pure loyalty to his teammates of, hey, hanging in there, I'm going to help you however I can. So that's Jalen to a T.
To that end, do you see remnants of that high school kid when he's out there, or has his game just evolved to another stratosphere that it's unrecognizable?
Well, you know, he's put in the work with his body and in his game, and he's evolved and he's matured. But I still see, and I say this all the time, if you watch him play, you'll understand it's the joy he plays with. It's having fun while being competitive, but understanding how to play with joy. And he taught me that as a coach when I came to Perry, how to enjoy it a little bit more. I say this a ton, but that's a fact. And then he plays the game the right way. He always makes the right play, the right pass, the right shot. He does the things that help his team win. So you can see those Perry things in him out on the floor, and that's really fun to watch.
Now, I know this is going to be an interesting question because I'm going to put you in the moment, okay? What kind of emotions do you think are going to be flowing through when you see that jersey go up?
Oh, I'm going to just be elated and happy for Jalen. And like I said, just seeing it come full circle, we're all really excited. He's been such a tremendous role model for not only kids in Arizona, but around the nation, that you can reach your dreams. You can get your goals through a public school and being loyal to your public school. And so that family's loyalty to Perry and the community, I'm elated for the whole family.
So you just mentioned it a little bit, and I'm curious your thoughts about such an interesting discussion, right? That's developed a lot between prep schools and public schools. You mentioned it a little bit, but really, what do you mean when you say he's a role model for staying true to that public school? Because we're seeing it a lot less, right?
We are seeing it a lot less, but I think you can see, I think Jalen is the gold standard role model. Then Cody followed. Koa has shown you, Koa Pete's showing you. Cam Williams at St. Mary's is showing you. You don't have to go other places. You can get your high school experience, which is very, very important. You can develop socially as a kid and as a teenager and still reach your dreams. And I think Jalen is the poster guy for that. That you don't have to go somewhere else. You can get to where you want if you stay true to your dreams, your work ethic and your passion. And I think he's really the poster child for being able to do that.
Quite simply, coach, what are some favorite memories or a favorite memory that pops up for you? You're already smiling, so I know there's a few flowing through you in that mind of yours. What comes to mind first?
He's a wonderful, wonderful person. He's a free spirit. Like I said, he plays with joy. I have many, many wonderful moments with him. I'd say maybe his junior year in the state tournament. This is an example of doing what it takes to win. Our big had gotten in foul trouble, and Jalen was about 6'2", 6'2", his junior year. And he comes over in the huddle and late at Horizon, says, "Coach, I got their big 6'8", who's going Division One." And he took their big and shut him down, and he scored 41 in that time. So he took the defensive assignment. He came over and asked for it, and shut their guy down who was going off, and then added 41 and hit late buckets late to help us move on to the quarterfinals. So that's one memory. And then for the joy, I always give this one, and I'm kind of giving my speech away for Tuesday, but at Brophy, in those times with Jalen, we always seem to go overtime with Brophy at our place, at their place. They're very well coached, a very good team. We're in double overtime at our place his senior year, and I gave Jalen a lot of leeway. And he comes over to me with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go. I think he's going to ask me, "Hey, what about we run this play? What if we run that?" And we've always had this since his sophomore year. I was always taller than him. And so he comes over with a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go. He's like, looks at me, and I'm thinking, what's he going to, what play or whatever? He said, "Coach, I got you. I'm taller than you." And I'm like, "Hey, man, there's 2 minutes left in double overtime. Let's focus." So he focuses back, gets a big steal and a dunk, and we win. And it's one of my favorites. Like, he's having fun, but he's competing. And that's Jalen to a T.
And there's something about 41 in big games. I don't know, coach.
Exactly.
That's pretty
Yeah,
crazy.
41 in that one. Yeah, exactly. I never way to put that one. Yeah, 41 is his, and that's his record high was in that state tournament. And then, boom, he pops it in the NBA Finals.
And you know what? He was real close to getting that finals MVP too. He was real close. There was another guy named SGA on the team that played pretty well too, but he was right there. I think everyone watching felt that as well. But what are your conversations like these days? Is it still some hoop in there? Is it all personal? What are those like?
Back and forth. I don't try to bother him, especially on game days or on the road. His schedule is crazy nowadays. We go back and forth at times. Like lately, I've been just checking in on his hamstring, things like that. I always wish him luck. Try not to bother him. Whenever he's here, I'm always there. Our staff is always there. I try to meet him in certain places, go certain places on the road to see him play. The family's always inviting. So just checking in. How is he doing? Wishing him luck, really. I try not to bother him a whole lot during the season. In the off season, like last year, he came back and talked to all the Perry athletes. Again, that's self-giving. Tremendous, tremendous talk on what it takes. And he does things like that. So just always just touching base.
Last one for you, coach. Thank you for the time as always. How have you seen him grow most on the mental and emotional side?
Oh, mentally, as we all develop, I think he always had, like, I put him at the top of the chart as basketball IQ and his personality, just as a person. But you can see him maturing now as an adult and as a player and understanding that the NBA is a job, understanding what it takes to compete at that level, and just seeing him work on his body and do the things it takes to play at a high level because he's an all-star. And to see him do those things is just really fascinating and fun for me to watch and for all of our coaches that coached him to see the path he's gone through and how he's developed. It's a lot of fun.
One of the now legends of Arizona high school basketball, Jalen Williams, getting his jersey retired. Another great hoop talk. Thank you to the great Sammy Duane. I'm Eliav. Goodbye. Anyone who knows Sammy Duane knows he's not just a great coach, but an even better person. So thank you again, coach, for taking the time. After the break, our Jordan Hamm explores a deeper connection in the U of A ASU women's basketball rivalry. Welcome back to Hoop Talk. When it comes to Arizona and Arizona State, you would think there's no love lost between the two women's basketball programs, but that isn't true. Associate head coach Stephanie Norman for ASU and head coach of U of A women's basketball, Becky Burke, go way back. Jordan Hamm takes a deep dive.
Coaches need great mentors, and Arizona head women's basketball coach Becky Burke has that in Stephanie Norman. Norman was an assistant coach at Louisville when Burke, a young sharpshooter, joined the program. Burke learned many lessons from Norman and head coach Jeff Walls, including what happens when you're out of position in a defensive press.
And for whatever reason, I just kept leaving the middle, So every time I would leave the middle, the ball would go there and they'd break the press.
Her defense was not something that was very good. I'm not going to lie. I'm just calling her out on it.
You know, finally got to the point, Jeff watched me leave the middle about five times, being a stubborn little freshman, sent me over to the water coolers, and he made me fill about 250 water cups on the side of our practice court because he told me I might as well start my manager skills because all I'm going to ever do for him is fill water cups.
He made his point, and so she says that she's pretty darn good at filling water cups. She got a lot of experience from that.
But I'll tell you one thing, I never left the middle ever again after I filled those cups. So it did what it needed to do, I guess.
Burke quickly learned what it took to be a high-level player on a high-level team. And it was Norman who was with her every step of the way.
I think every player has a coach on the staff that's kind of their person. And Steph was my person from the day I walked in that locker room till the day that I left, and still to this day.
Her and I had many one-on-one conversations, times in the office of talking life, of talking basketball, and then trying to get her to not be so hard-headed.
Burke and Norman helped Louisville reach its first Final Four in 2009, raising the profile for a now elite program.
It was a building transformational time for a program that's now, you know, in the top 10 in the country every single year, it seems. And so just pride in what we did there, what we built, but also a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Burke went on to start her coaching career that eventually led her to Tucson. Norman became a mainstay at Louisville until she opted to return to her alma mater and help Molly Miller in this new era of Sun Devil basketball. And that means these two close friends are now rivals.
I couldn't have imagined 30-some years ago when I started that one of my players would rise to this spot. And so it's a very proud moment.
Don't get me wrong, we want to beat their brains in when we play them, right? And they want to do the same thing to us. But there is that, you know, there is that camaraderie between coach and I. So there's still that love, even though we know for 40 minutes a couple times a year, we ain't going to look at each other. So.
But the two remain close and have a strong admiration for each other.
She's brilliant. She's a brilliant basketball mind. She forms great relationships. She's an incredible recruiter. You know, and if I could say I aspire to be like somebody in this profession as a female, like, she would be at the top of the list for sure.
So to me as a coach, that is the best space I could be in, that I still am connected to former players and we still joke about things and we laugh about things, and that I get to see them thrive. So super proud of her.
And Louisville remains near and dear to both of them.
And I have a picture of her that she's sticking her tongue out and doing this and wagging as she's going down the court and going like this because she made a three. And I send it to her every single time Louisville plays Kentucky.
I couldn't have asked for a better place to spend my playing career, and, you know, better coaches to play under, better teammates to play with. It was just an absolutely incredible choice that I made as a young woman to go spend 4 years at Louisville.
It's an improbable path these two are on, and this week they get to cross yet again when the Sun Devils host the Wildcats at Desert Financial Arena.
They play hard, and they play and are very reflective of her personality. So, you know, she doesn't have a problem getting on them, and I giggle because I was like, oh, there's Coach Walls getting on our kids.
I'll be pinching myself when, you know, I'm sharing a sideline with her in the state of Arizona at a rival school, and we're getting the opportunity to compete against each other.
No rivalry or no game is gonna separate that fondness, that feeling. And so as long as we're not playing each other, I'm cheering for her. But other than that, game on.
Thank you, Jordy, for your great storytelling as always. And thank you all at home for joining us for another episode of Hoop Talk. Make it a great week, and we will see you next time. For all of us at Sports 360 AZ, I'm Eliav. Goodbye. See you soon.